Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Jackie Henderson here in Indianapolis, Indiana, and welcoming each and every one of you to the call this morning, where victory today is ours. We were claiming victory over every aspect of our life. But right now, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer so we can get this call started. God, we are thanking you for this day. We're thanking you for this victorious day. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you for each and every caller that got up this morning, got on this call, and those that didn't even make it, God. We're thanking you for each and every one of them. We ask your continued blessings over them. God, let them know that victory in every aspect is there, God. Victory over any circumstances, finances, family. God, we just thank you. We thank you because you are such a good God. You told us that we win, and we are standing firm in it. God, we want to thank you for the speaker that's coming forth this morning that's going to deliver the word. God, we ask you to speak through this, through our speaker this morning. And everyone that's out there that will hear, let no words fall on stony ground. God, let every word be heard and received in the heart. God, we thank you for the founders of this call and their obedience to saying yes to this call so that we can reach the many. God, we thank you. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. And we thank you for Artist International and the heights that you are taking this company to and the opportunity for them to bless so many of us that we could come together and be here this morning to give you praise and to give you honor. And we're going to thank you. We're going to give you praise. And we are victorious. We stand in victory right now in Jesus' name. We cover this prayer with your blood. Amen and amen. Well, this is Jackie Henderson here in Indianapolis. And it's been an honor and a pleasure to serve you this morning. But right now, I'm going to turn this call over to the host. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Jackie. Are you able to hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, Minister Tiffany. Take it away. God bless you.
God bless you, Minister Jackie. Thank you so, so much for seating us and greeting us and opening us up in prayer on this Victory is Yours and Mine Wednesday. And so my name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I am greeting you from Southern California. And I hope that you are all doing well. And so we send you the warmest of kingdom greetings and welcome each of you to the Master's Call. And so this call started back on October the 25th of 2010 by our two phenomenal co-founders here on the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And I thank God for their yes, because if it was not for their yes and their act of obedience, we would not be able to be here to gather today so that our lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here on the Master's Call with the Master. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So each and every Monday through Friday at this divine and appointed hour, we gather here on the Master's Call. And so we invite you to continue to join with us. I heard many new names for the first time today, and we thank you for joining us and invite you to come back again. And not only just come back, but share the Master's Call with others. Post on your social media websites the Master's Call. We do have a website, and you can share our website. It is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. All of our messages from the beginning of this call, over almost 8 years ago now, have been archived on our website, so please visit. And also, I want to share with you this theme, and maybe this is an affirmation for you to add to your affirmation list, but start speaking this over your life every day. Our theme here on the Master's Call in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. And that scripture reference is Mark 16, chapters 15 through 20. So please, please, please adhere to that affirmation and start speaking it and declaring it in your life every day. Also, if you have a prayer request or praise report or testimony, you need us to be in agreement with you. Please, please, please make sure that you send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Immediately following this call, we have the opportunity to head over to the new morning motivational call. And today is Awareness Wednesday, where we will have the phenomenal Flanagan coming on the line, sharing with us what actually helps us, what actually will help us when we're dealing with today. The topic is stroke. So anyone who you know who has experienced a stroke or they're battling with stroke symptoms, please allow them to hear the call on Awareness Wednesday. And that number is 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-pound. Well, that's enough of giving you announcements and information right now. Now it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so I am so super duper excited to bring on our speaker this morning. She hails all the way from the Gulf Coast of Mississippi. That would be Ocean Springs, Mississippi. When I tell you that this lady is on the move for the kingdom of God, she is all of that and more. She is always on the highways and byways, going from one state to the other state, just came off of a beautiful vacation, family reunion, you name it. She is out there spreading her light. And so she is born and raised in the state of Mississippi. When I tell you that she is brilliant, she is radiant, she is efficient, she is noble, she is dedicated, and she is anointed. She is a wife, she is a mother, she is a grandmother, she's an evangelist, she is an entrepreneur, she is definitely a product of the product. And so this morning, without further ado, it is an honor, a privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line and the next voice that you will hear all the way from the Gulf Coast of Mississippi. She is also a member of Victory International Christian Center, where Pastor C.G. McCarter is the senior pastor. And Brenda always tells us that Artist Life has products which are the best products on this side of heaven. And so this time, without further ado, I bring to you a woman who walks, who talks, and serves in excellence, none other than the phenomenal Brenda Henry Terrell. Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, are you out there this morning?
I am here, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. The platform is yours.
Praise God, praise God. I think this is the woman you introduced. I thank God for you. Thank you so much for that cordial and beautiful introduction. I love and appreciate you, and thank you for, I'm telling you, going into praise and worship this morning with all of us. Victory is mine. Thank you so much, Minister Bonita, for sharing with us this morning, as well as Minister Jackie, seating and greeting everyone. Thank you all so much for being such an intricate part of the body of Christ. Victory is mine, and we all can decree and declare that. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to the two phenomenal co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I love you, I love you, I love you. I thank God for you, because I'm telling you, you two women, when I first saw you, I saw the anointing on you. You both were sitting together, and I know God just set in place my heart's desire to be a part of your life, and I so appreciate God for allowing me to be that. God bless you, and thank you for allowing me to share. Good morning, TMC family. I tell you, God is good. Yes, he is. And this morning, I'm here to share with you. My topic is yes and amen. Yes and amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you. And I glorify you, O God, for being almighty. I thank you, Lord, that this day you have set in place that we, your people, can come before you and sit at your feet. We say thank you, Lord, because you have chosen us to be intricate parts on this earthly plane, Father God, to glorify your holy and righteous name. And we say, Lord, use us to your glory. Use us, Father, and we know that we have the victory because we abide in our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. We thank you for the Spirit of truth dwelling within us. So, Lord, I'm asking in the name of Jesus to take this vessel, anoint it, and use my words, Lord God, that we all will hear what the Spirit has to say and direct us to in this hour, in this season, and in this time. In Jesus' name we say, amen. Well, again, yes and amen. You know, yes is one of the most hopeful words in the human language. When a young man asks a young lady, would you marry me? The word he is always looking for is yes. When you apply for a job, all you want to hear is, yes, you are hired. Even when you offer your wonderful products, like the artist products, to someone, you definitely want them to say, yes, I'll purchase. We, unfortunately, live in a world of broken promises. Politicians pledge many things they would fulfill after they are elected. We have heard and seen many broken promises after the elections. We all can attest to that. Sometimes sacred marriage covenants are easily broken over trivial disputes. It's sad to say, but it happens. The good news is that we belong to the kingdom of God and all of his promises. I didn't say some. I said all of his promises are yes and amen. 2 Corinthians 1 and 20 says, for all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes. And through Christ, our amen, which means yes, ascends to God for his glory. And you know, the New King James Version, that's the NLV, but the New King James Version says, for all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Now, if you don't mind, I just want to read with you the Message Version 20 through 22, where it says, whatever God has promised gets stamped with the yes of Jesus. In him, this is what we preach and pray. The great amen. God's yes and our yes together. Gloriously evident. God affirms us, making us a sure thing in Christ, putting his yes within us. By his Spirit, he has stamped us with his eternal pledge, a sure beginning of what he is destined to complete. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know. I tell you, I can shout on that one. Because in Christ Jesus, he has fulfilled all the promises of the Word of God. Now, theologians have recorded that there are 7,457 promises of God found in the Scripture. The text tells us that Jesus is the yes to God's every single promise. Because Jesus is the yes to God's every promise, we are supposed to respond by saying, amen, hallelujah, and glory to his name. I don't want you to get the impression that God is saying yes to everything you and I say or pray for or want, okay? However, when we speak and pray his word, he performs it every time. The outcome may not be what or how we want it. However, you'll definitely see his hand deliver it to the fullest for our good and his glory. We have to remember his ways are not like our ways, and his thoughts are not like our thoughts. That's why we die daily to the old way of thinking. We're being transformed by the renewing of our minds with God's words, his yes. That's according to Romans 12 and 2. Now, what do we say to that? Amen. Allow me to share with you exactly what I mean. Now, I was assigned sometime back in the 80s to work one Sunday to close out payroll during what we call a shutdown. And one of the employees' wife was in the hospital diagnosed with cancer. God spoke to me and said, go to the hospital and pray for John's wife. After reading the scriptures he gave me, Matthew 18 and 20, where it says, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. My question was, Lord, what two or three? You're just sending me. Being obedient, I called John, who I barely knew, wholeheartedly agreed to my coming. He and Christine's mother were there with a smile as they watched me anoint her and pray. Yet, during the prayer, with my eyes closed, I heard, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to his name. God had a yes and amen in the building. It was a pastor and his wife who had walked in to confirm his word. Hallelujah. The other scripture God had given was James 5 and 15. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. And the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. The next morning, after believing God to do the miraculous, I get to my office to discover that Christine had passed on through the night. Being new in Christ, some things can appear puzzling. Lord, didn't you send me to pray for the sick, for them to recover? Why did you make me look crazy in front of those strange people? God distinctly said, look at that scripture again. I did. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Oh, glory. She is with me now, he said. Yes. And amen. Hallelujah. What a Savior. It's only in Jesus Christ that we lay hold of the promises of God and see their manifestations in our lives. Is God's word powerful? Yes. According to John 1 and 1, in the beginning, the word already existed. The word was with God, and the word was God. Hallelujah. That's a yes and amen. Is God's word sure? Yes. Hebrews 6 and 18 confirms that, as well as Psalms 19 and 7, where it says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. When you receive Jesus as your Savior into your heart, are you considered saved? Yes. Romans 10:13 says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And also Acts 2:21 decrees the same thing. Has God freely given you his spirit of truth? Yes. John 16 and 13 confirms that. You see, God is faithful and just to confirm his word in every situation. And when we have the spirit of truth, his Spirit will direct us into all truth. Glory to God. And he said, when we know the truth, then the truth will make us free. See, then we won't have to be wishy-washy with anything. We allow the Spirit to direct us, and then we'll know who we are in Christ Jesus. That's yes and amen. See, and then listen to this. Will he heal you? Oh, I can confirm to that. Yes. Isaiah 53 and 5 tells us, yes, God has healed us by the stripes of Jesus Christ. By his stripes, we were healed. We can stand on his word, and his word will perform every time when we know without a shadow of a doubt that his word is true. Will he supply all your needs? Yes. According to Philippians 4:19, he says, my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Yes, and we say amen. Now, did he make you and I more than conquerors? Yes, he did. According to Romans 8:37, we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. You see, we got to realize it's not about us. It's not about what we can do within ourselves. It's about who we are in Christ. Everything we stand on, if we say want a yes, we have to do it in Christ Jesus. We want to say amen, it has to be in Christ Jesus. He is the only way. He say, I am the way, the truth, and the light. There is no other way but only through Christ Jesus. So Jesus is the yes to all that God in his grace intended for us. And we say, amen. Glory to God. That's all we have to do. We say amen to his word. We know that his word is firm. We know that his word is true because Jesus is the word of God. Glory to God. So when we say amen, it is true. We're saying that it is true, and so be it. We must come to grips with all our being that the promises of God are not yes, then no. They're not, I don't know, or maybe so. They are definitely, undeniably, specifically, absolutely, positively, yes and amen. God himself declares in Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. God said, let there be light, and light appeared. When the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years said, if I could just touch his garment, I shall be made well. Her yes was available to her because of her faith. Amen. Zacchaeus, the tax collector, got his yes, having the desire just to see who Jesus was. With his confession and repentance, he received his salvation, and Jesus was his yes in his home. Amen. Now, the question stands, what's your attitude about the word of God? Is your time well spent in the yes and amen book? You may say, I have tried praying and reading my Bible, but my life doesn't seem to be changing. Remember, the scriptures cannot be broken according to John 10:35. So if God has said it, take him at his word by faith. It is in Christ. They are yes. And through the authority of his name, we can say amen, and that settles it in our lives. Let this be your attitude to the word, and that is when the change begins. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your promise today in every situation, in every circumstance, will always be yes and amen in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. Because that's the only way we have our yes and amen. And with that, we can confirm that victory is ours, regardless of what it looks like, regardless what the situations are, regardless what the turmoils that may and the trials that may rise in our lives each and every day. The word says we are victorious through Christ Jesus. He says no weapon formed against you will prosper. It is yes and amen. So we will say amen to whatever God's word says, and we'll watch him perform it every time in our lives. I hope you got a thought from this message. I love and appreciate each and every one of you. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen, and amen. Let the church say amen. Thank you so much, Prayer General, for blessing us this morning with that profound message. Yes and amen. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. But let us go to God and pray over our prayer request that we have received here on the Master's Call. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We glorify you and we honor you. We thank you that there is victory in you and that we have the victory because of you. And so, Father, we just bless you for allowing us to see another day. We thank you for the word that went forth. Yes, and amen. So God, we trust you. We trust your plan. We trust your will. We trust the path that you have for each of our lives, Father. So we surrender and we submit ourselves to you that thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we thank you for Minister Brenda, and I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will fill her up until she overflows with every single thing that she needs, with virtue, with grace, with mercy, with splendor, with strength, with joy, with healing. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare no weapon formed against her shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against her shall be condemned in Jesus' name. I lift up Eleanor Blackwell to you, Father. I speak overflow. I speak healing right now in the name of Jesus, Father. I lift up Minister Kai and her family to you. I lift up her father, Brother Andrew Brown, to you as they have buried Donna, Father. I pray that that was a celebration of life, Father, and I pray that you would just strengthen and comfort them and give them peace through this time. We lift up Artemis Whitaker's brothers, and we thank you, God, for what you're doing in their lives. We celebrate the victory over them right now, and we lift up Minister Cynthia Cox, and we thank you for what you have her doing in the political world, and we thank you for the vindication that you gave on behalf of those that she is connected with, oh Father. And so we thank you for the fast that we have gone through. We thank you for all of the praise reports, the prayer requests, and the unspoken prayers, God, that we have heard and not heard. And we just say your word is yes and amen, and we trust that. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the magnificent name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray these things. Amen. To hear the replay of this call, which is very important today, please dial 712-432-1085. The access code is the same, 957-677-POUND. We'll be heading over to Awareness Wednesday with the Phenomenal Flanagan, where the topic for today is stroke. So please, anybody who has experienced it, you want to know information about it, please dial in 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. Please adhere to these announcements. And again, I want to say thank you, Minister Jackie, for seating us and greeting us this morning, for our tag this morning. Victory is yours and mine. And we thank you for that. Thank you for serving us in excellence. To Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, thank you so much, woman of God, for sharing that profound an on-time word on God's word is yes and amen. So, yes, his answer is yes and amen. Hallelujah. And it has been a privilege, an honor, and pleasure to serve you in excellence today. And remember as you go through this day that victory is yours each and every day, no matter what. And we thank you for joining us here. We'll look forward to hearing you back on the line on tomorrow at the same time. And Minister Brenda, can you please come back to the line and give us our benediction for this day?
Yes, thank you, Minister Tiffany. And I also want to ask everyone to keep our dear Rosalind Peters and her family in prayer. They're laying to rest her uncle Thurman Witherspoon, who transitioned, and the celebration, homegoing celebration, is today in the North Carolina area. And we pray blessings upon that family. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity and time to share with you, Lord God. And we know that your word is yes and amen. So, Lord, allow your spirit to dwell in us continuously, that we hear what the Spirit has for us. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all. We love you. Bye-bye.